Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
All right, good day. Welcome aboard another edition, Sports Overnight America, across the country, iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network. A mid-April Wednesday into a midweek Wednesday into a Thursday. A lot of midweek stuff going on here as we talk the world of sports along with Dominic Jimenez, Marty Trevett along the way as we roll into, you can't even call it the playoffs, right? These play-in games, they feel like it. They're a little juice last night. New Orleans and the Lakers last night, look back at that a little bit. But look, the Lakers, I thought maybe they might tank, but they didn't. So they win. Now they get to get feasted upon. The top seed Denver Nuggets out west. It's over for the Golden State Warriors, and that could be far-reaching. It really could. I hear New York talk radio, New York tabloids today saying that's it. You know, Curry is going to come back east to the team that wanted to draft him, the Knickerbockers. I don't see that. I really don't. It's going to be a rebuild with the Warriors. I don't think there's any question about that. And away we go. So Sacramento moves on. That'll be an interesting spot against New Orleans Friday night. No Zion Williamson. That's going to hurt. They're banged up. And like we talked on yesterday's program, it's all about injuries. As a lot of these teams are limping to the finish line, huh? Or limping to get to the starting line for the playoffs, better put. Never mind the finish line. Your season re-ups, reboots with the postseason. So that's where we get it started here. You know, listen, there's a couple nuggets in baseball. The Yankees, earlier today in a fight to avoid four straight losses after a 12-4 start, the Yanks getting slapped around by the little birdies north of the border in Toronto. And then don't look now, the Houston Astros. I mean, losers in extra innings. They're off to a what? 6-13, 6-14 start. So some interesting stuff. Meantime, Cleveland feasting on Boston. Baltimore sweeps the Twins. The Mets have righted their ship. There's a lot of juice, really. There is early baseball. We don't get too carried away, but it's nice to check in on the boys of summer as we roll into mid-April. All right, and we come back, and finally, maybe a chink in the Caitlin Clark armor on draft night. I'll share that thought coming up here. She's taking some heat here in her home state of Iowa. On Sports Overnight, we're coming back. I'm expressing all my pain. You know I'm a poet. When you're sleeping through the night, I know you the coldest. I used to heat your body.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizzy, Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults. Nothing is everything. SkyRizzy helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizzy, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SkyRizzy and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
All right, talking the world of sports here on a Wednesday into a Thursday here on Sports Overnight America, presented by Vanguard Utility Partners, Randy Byrne, by Innovative Wellness, innovativewellness.center, also located in Iowa. All right, Eric Byrne, former big leaguer, A's, and the D-backs. He'll join us. New book out, and a really interesting book too. And I'm glad to. I'm glad we got him on. We can talk about the A's situation in Sacramento and Vegas, but he's promoting a book really geared towards parents and kids, and you know, kids being involved in sports today. And we're always happy to chime in on that. You drive by playgrounds anymore? What do you see? Empty lots. You see basketball courts outdoors. What do you see? Empty lots. What do you see? Kids on iPads, phones, other things. And it's interesting. Eric Burns had a nice major league career. What is he doing right now? He's traveling with youth league sports leagues and teams, which is great. So we'll help him promote that book. And it's a good cause, and we'll have a little podcast to play as a result of it, too. And we like to do that stuff. It's easy to get caught up in the nuts and bolts and the X's and O's in the world of sports, but it's nice sometimes to let these professional athletes show us that there is life after the crowd cheering ends, right? How many times do you hear stories about athletes when the cheering ends, their career ends, the routine of going to practice every day, getting their training and everything else, and the camaraderie and being a teammate, one of 25 or one of 53 or one of 15 on an NBA roster or one of how many they have ever have in the NHL. And then the cheering stops and the real life begins, and then there's divorce and then there's financial woes. There's all sorts of things that really the mainstream press and talk radio illuminates only because, you know, it gets clicks. But the reality is guys like Eric Burns just morph off into a great post-playing career life, writing books, coaching, and teaching. And we don't illuminate that stuff enough. So we'll do our small part, right? And we'll do that coming up here. Later on, too, you know, a little Caitlin Clark stumble, I think. And we'll get to that. We'll sweep the bottom of the hour with that. She's taking some heat here. As soon as I got back, that's the first thing out of people's mouth was, hey, it's great. Indiana Fever, they're selling tickets. But boy, what is she thinking? What is she thinking on draft night? So we'll get into that. You know, and the other thing, too, is are we at all surprised And I'll preface it if it's true. And do we really know that Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, dropped a dime to Arthur Blank, his buddy, the owner of Home Depot, one of the founders of Home Depot and owner of the Atlanta Falcons, and that, you know, that Robert Kraft had an axe to grind with Belichick and dropped a dime and soiled and muddied the coaching potential waters in Atlanta for Bill Belichick? I look at it both ways. Would it surprise me? No. Do I think it happened? Probably. Are there enough ways to semantically wiggle around what dropping a dime or, soiling the waters for Belichick? Hey, listen, sometimes it's not what one owner will say to another owner. It's what they don't say. So, you can say a whole lot by not even uttering a syllable in quote-unquote negativity. We know this. Belichick seemed odds on. He was the first of 14 candidates, allegedly 14 candidates, to interview for the job at Atlanta 1. Number two, he was the first candidate to come back for a second interview. He was one of a few that got invited to Arthur Blank's yacht. And on board the boat, the waters got a little rocky. Now, whether that was post-Kraft conversation with Blank, the timeline does add up. This we do know, okay? Kraft wanted to fire Belichick after the 8-9 season when they didn't make the playoffs. This we do know. He wanted to fire Belichick. He wanted to move on. He was talked out of it by his son, Jonathan Kraft. Dad, you can't do that. It's one bad year. Hold the phone. You're overreacting here. Okay. He talked them out of it. And then, the Patriots then put together two more miserable seasons and the rest is history. And Belichick was history. Do I think there was some burnt feelings? Listen, Belichick isn't a warm and fuzzy guy. Now, one of the quotes in the Bleacher Report story says, Kraft said to Blank, look, you're never going to have a warm, heartfelt conversation with Bill Belichick. Now, maybe Blank took that as, a diss. What do you mean I'm not going to? I'm paying this guy, hundreds of millions of dollars or, at least several million, maybe not hundreds of millions, but a lot of millions, put it that way. And I'm not going to have a quote unquote warm conversation with the guy. Listen, Belichick, does it surprise anybody that Belichick's conversations are about as cold as ice cubes? He's not a warm and fuzzy guy. Watch his news conference. If he smiles, it looks like his face is going to crack, for crying out loud. So, this might be the media just trying to latch on to something. The draft is coming up. Belichick isn't coaching anywhere. The real juice, in my opinion, that came out of this story is the fact that kind of a sidebar piece to the Kraft alleged dissing of Belichick to Arthur Blank and the Falcons is the fact that Belichick apparently has three teams he'd coach. The Giants, and that doesn't surprise anybody. More on that in a moment. Number two, the backstory would be he'd like to coach in Philly. Sirianni's going to be on thin ice if he doesn't win and win big. And then Dallas, Mike McCarthy. If there's not a coach on a hotter seat than Mike McCarthy, I don't know what coach that would be, because he is the hottest hot seat going into the season. I mean, this is a guy that could get probably fired in the offseason if the OTAs don't go proper, right? I mean, seriously, McCarthy's not going to survive in Dallas unless they at least get to the Super Bowl, and I think, quite frankly, they got to win it because Belichick is going to be the hot free agent out there. And listen, cry nary a teal for cry nary a tear for Belichick. He's going to sign with Omaha Productions, which is owned by Peyton and Eli Manning. He's going to be part of the Monday Night Football Manning cast. They're going to get good numbers. I mean, Belichick isn't exactly going to light up TV, but he's great at analyzing film and probably great at analyzing football games as they unfold. So who doesn't want to watch a coach and pick his brain or just sit back and observe how he watches a football game? I mean, sign me up for that. Will I watch for, 18, 19 weeks? That might be a stretch. But I'll be honest with you. I would love to sit in a room, which you can at home, watch the Manning cast, watch the Monday night game, and see what Belichick is observing. I think that's a home run. Good for Manning and both Peyton and Eli. So that's going to be an interesting spot there. But really, the news came in that piece in the Bleacher Report, and the Boston media's grabbed it too, is the fact that Belichick, there's three jobs out there he wants. Is there a fourth or fifth job out there? Sure. Yeah, Daboll wins, and the Giants are great. He doesn't get replaced. Sirianni has a great season in Philadelphia. Jeff Lurie, the owner there, who is a Boston guy, he stays pat. And then, then McCarthy and Dallas get to the Super Bowl, and McCarthy, and then there's going to be other, look, 8, 9 coaches will get canned. 7, 5, whatever, a number. Belichick will be number one on a lot of people's list. And the other thing you got to factor into the equation is time is the great healer and the revealer. It is. It all walks of life in any shape or form in life. Time is the great healer and the great revealer. Over time, things heal and things over time reveal. And what will be revealed is that Belichick can coach and he can bring you a winner. And time can reveal that the guy you got and the current structure you have isn't working and your fan base is getting antsy and you've got this high profile free agent out there. Go and get him. Go and get them. So that's where we are right now. That's where we are right now with Belichick. All this other noise, hey, it makes for some conversation to get a show underway here and across the country, right? All right, NBA, Sixers, Heat tonight. You know, Hawks, Bulls, can't get too fired up about that. We'll give you a little nugget on Caitlin Clark coming up. I mean, I don't think it's a big deal, but it was a little bit revealing, so we'll get to that as well. As we roll along here, a Wednesday into a Thursday, it's Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
All right, talking the world of sports here on Sports Byline. Morty Trill along the way. Dominic Jimenez as well produces the program out in San Francisco. Warriors gone. Where they go with the rebuild, we'll save that for a later day. I think Klay probably gone, right? I mean, Curry's not going anywhere. I think he loves the Bay Area, his golf at Pebble Beach and other great golf courses out there. And look, they're going to pay him the money. Is he going to be part of a rebuild? I think most definitely. So they've had a great run. This idea, oh, my God, New York, here he comes. You know, Knicks, this is going to be the missing element. You know, he and Brunson, what a backcourt. I don't see it. I don't see it. Let the media have some fun. If it sells newspapers, sells clicks, does what it needs to do, so be it. Front and center. Heat Sixers tonight as the Knicks await. Love Philadelphia. We gave you the numbers, the record, 31-8 with Embiid, 15-27 without. That's all you need to know, right? I mean, that's all you need to know, but not so fast. The Heat can be a little tricky here. But the game in Philly, like Nick Nurse and his Sixers tonight. Boy, I can't get up for this Bulls Hawks game. I'm just Boy, I tell you, this play-in stuff. Hey, listen, it is what it is. We know what it is. Money grab, whatever. It's content. It's action. It's TNT on a Wednesday night into a Thursday, right? We yak about it. Let the playoffs begin. Let the playoffs begin. Get this out of the way. You know, and I will say this about the Lakers last night. And we'll see what happens with the Pelicans and the Kings on Friday night. And I do want to give, boy, did I take some heat too, being, you know, quote unquote, the Iowa guy. Oh, how could you not give Keegan Murray his props? Look, Keegan Murray, he came out on fire last night. Hit what, 4 threes right away? What did he hang? 32. He hung 32 on the Warriors as I bounce around in my recapping of the Tuesday night action. It was Keon Ellis who shut Curry down, though. What did I miss? You know, my buddy Billy Kirby, who, you know, is a ardent listener and a good contributor, he made it sound like, you know, Murray did a shutdown job on Curry. Maybe I missed that part of it. Maybe I missed. Now, I'll be honest with you. I was testing my ability. Last night's game tested my ability to stay awake, and I failed miserably after midway through the third quarter. I just couldn't hang in. I just couldn't. But I thought it was Keon Ellis, the former Alabama kid. This kid went undrafted. He was on a two-way deal, I think, with Sacramento. I think he was playing with the G League team, and I think it's right there in Stockton, right? He did the shutdown job on Curry. That to me was, I hadn't seen a defensive shutdown job like that since I saw the gal from UConn, Mule, shut down Caitlin Clark a week ago. It'll be 2 weeks Friday. Oh my Lord. So that was what I saw. But listen, I'm taking nothing away from Keegan Murray. That was a huge performance last night. And Barnes was solid last night. That team, that Sacramento team is potentially, I use the word and I overuse the word dangerous, but right set of circumstances, you know, you get on a little bit of roll, they're deep. Sabonis, Fox, we saw it last night with Murray. I'm not writing them off. I'm not writing them off. So we shall keep an eye. Now, look, it's going to take a lot for anybody to unseat Denver in the West. We'll see about the NBA finals and we will cross that bridge when we get there. But I will tell you this, that Sacramento team, there's a lot to like. And there's no shame in the Warriors getting knocked out. But that being said, Sacramento's also had their ups and downs where they leave you scratching your head sometimes. You're like, you see that team play at a high level, and then you see them drop a couple of really hideous losses, and you're thinking, what is wrong with that team? I like Mike Brown, always have. Excellent coach. Everywhere he's been, he's done a very, very good job. So we shall see on that. All right, so Sixers, we like them tonight. Bulls, Hawks, probably a coin flip. I think it's just a matter of time. Those teams will bow out in due course. And then we get ready for the rest of the weekend. All right, again, I want to spend some time on the Eric Bernstein coming up, but I want to get to Caitlin Clark. And look, the criticism about her dress, about how she has forgotten her Iowa roots, the sunglasses, the Prada, you know, the Devil Wears Prada. Look, it. She's probably right now the hottest commodity in sports, and it's waned obviously with the end of the women's season. But she's still relevant, coming off the draft on Monday night. She appears on Saturday Night Live. It's not going to have a lot of staying power until the WNBA season resumes. And maybe, you know, and her debut is going to be appointment television, right? We're all going to want to see her debut. We're all going to want to see the first time she goes off for maybe 40 or 50. We shall see. But this idea, and I'll be honest with you, when I saw it, I was like, just haven't been in Iowa long enough to know how the people are here. And it's not like they're mean-spirited, but they're not flash and dash. And the Prada and the shades and the whole, the undergarment, it turned people off here. It really did. I'll be honest with you. I'm at the bank today, a credit union. And I'm not going to name names, but, you know, the officer's there. Hey, you know, I'm disappointed. You know, is this what we're creating with Caitlin Clark? And I just said, you know, I winced too. When I saw it, I was just like, eh. You know, I mean, logos, labels, we've all fallen trap to that. You know, designer clothes, the New York City, the draft was what, at the Brooklyn Museum of Fine Arts. It's not like it was on Broadway where it was the bright lights of New York. It was more the dim lights of Brooklyn. But, you know, the TV lights, and look, they're getting a hold of her. They're getting a hold of her, her handlers, okay? And this is what we do, Madison Avenue. Google it, Madison Avenue, New York. What is it? Advertising, marketing, celebrities, endorsements, moving the needle, moving product. She's relevant. It's a compliment, but at the same time, I get the Midwestern work ethic. What did you want her to do, though? Did you want her to go out there with a pair of Carhartts, work boots on a John Deere tractor with a cornstalk pipe and a, you know, hay coming out of her shoes and, you know, a hat on backwards, a farmer's cap? What did you really expect to see? I didn't expect to see a fashion model. I didn't. I'll admit it. I figured she'd have the, you know, maybe the hair dolled up a little bit. I didn't think we'd see the shades. I didn't think we'd see the undergarment. I didn't think we'd see Prada. But we did. We did. And, you know, she's going to be playing in the Midwest. So that won't necessarily, you know, look, you can have a Louis Vuitton purse anywhere. I think it is being a little over the top, too, by the way. I mean, she's come across some real money, folks. I mean, she is. And, you know, you're a 22, 23-year-old kid, and all of a sudden you can afford that stuff. Yeah, you might, you know, I don't think you can kill her if she decides to spend some money on a few luxuries. But boy, oh boy, social media. I mean, this is what I'm saying. And this is probably the beginning of it, right? This is the first time in her homespun country of Iowa that you're starting to see the tide turn here a little bit. Okay, here it is. Now we got to share her, is the way Iowa people. Now we've got to share her with Indiana. Now we've got to share her with New York. Now we've got to share her. And they get parochial and they get defensive. They get possessive. She's getting stung here a little bit. And I think her handlers and I think her family and everyone knew that this was going to happen. And this is just a little tip of the iceberg. It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. They're going to find something. Right now, she's still in that honeymoon period. She's still got a lot of the country to kind of get exposed to and maybe win some more legions of fans over. But this is what we do. And it's going to get worse before it gets better. Honestly, though, I would have hoped for her to tone it down a little bit. But I know exactly what happened. I know exactly what happened. Agent, family, they bring them all in. They wine them, dine them. They show them the high life. Very hard to turn down any of that. Shopping, everybody's opening doors. Try this, try that, try this, try that. She didn't pay for that. I guarantee you she didn't fire off a credit card or a check or a debit card or even a gift certificate for it. It's all provided. They want their material out there. And if they can get a mannequin with a heartbeat and it's Caitlin Clark, trust me, it's no big deal. But it's the optics. And this is what happens. I think it's a nothing burger for now. But just put you on full alert. This is where we're headed. This is where we're going with Caitlin Clark. And this is where we're going with every single celebrity in this country. Build them up. Shoot them down. Build them up some more. Shoot them down some more. Like a pinata. It's the way we go. All right, we'll come back. Looking forward to it. Eric Burns, former Oakland A, former Arizona D-back, got a kid's book out right now on sports and getting kids to play and be aware that being in the game is more important than watching the game, right? So we look forward to that. Then we'll get inside the numbers as we count down to tip-offs and face-offs and first pitches across baseball. A lot of afternoon baseball, too. I think only one night game tonight, Cleveland-Boston, coming back on Sports Overnight.
Good folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness dot center. At 515-355-3200.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Hey, talking the world of sports as we cruise along here a Wednesday into a Thursday here across the country on iHeartRadio, tuned in Simple Radio, and also around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network. Nice treat to get Eric Burns, former big leaguer, in here. Yeah, we can talk about baseball and other stuff, but he's got a new book out, and like we said, we love to move the needle when it comes to driving by schoolyards and seeing ball diamonds empty. Going by basketball courts and seeing undisturbed nets. They're not playing. And then seeing kids walking around with iPads and iPhones and other amenities and devices. And Eric Burns, former big leaguer, has got a book out, Let Them Play, a parenting and coaching guide for youth sports. Eric, my name is Marty Terrell. Congratulations on this book. And it is a pleasure to welcome you to the program. Eric, how are you?
Marty, I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me. It's it's been a fun journey coaching my own kids and then basically building a travel ball organization around the concept of Let Them Play. And so I think there's a couple different issues that we're dealing with right now. One is what you mentioned, which was getting kids outside, getting them playing empty ball fields, as well as empty hoops courts and whatever else. The lack of physical education that is going on in public schools now, it's crazy. It's like 97% no longer have everyday PE. But what's happened in the midst of all this is that sports have become very structured. It's alienated a lot of kids, for financial reasons. And I think the streams have definitely played a big part into just trying to get kids outside and get them playing. But the micromanagement of children at this point playing new sports is a joke. And that's one of the first things that not only myself, but former big leaguer Troy Gloss, a buddy of mine, Jason Green, who I played with at UCLA, and Stanford Hall of Famer John Gall, bronze medal winner, USA Baseball. We all coached together. And our first observation was, man, there's a lot of overcoaching going on right now, and a lot of quote unquote coaches slash parents from the stands just being so out of control. And so that's what prompted this, and it's been a fun journey.
The thing I love, and we're talking to Eric Burns, so grateful for your time here, and congratulations on the book, and we are all in and helping you promote it, because I know for a fact that you've struck a chord here, Eric. And you know what I really like about this? I truly do. You're drawing off your own youth, and I was going to say, hey, what motivated you to write the book? And I know what it is. You're now coaching. You're schlepping around with kids, which is great, and doing what you're doing, coaching and getting them to games, which is awesome. But you've taken your own youthful experiences, and you've correlated. You remember the pool parties. You remember the big moments in your youth. And don't we all, even of us who never played at the level you played at, we always remember that first Little League home run, although I never had one. We remember that 20-point performance. You know what I'm saying? So can you talk about that? You've really drawn back from your youth to bring this book full forward to this next chapter of your life, and it's a great way for you to share. Let's hear. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Marty. Well, so basically, as we're kids and we're growing up, and especially, I grew up in the late 80s and early 90s, and what I experienced was playing multiple sports, whatever season it was, I was all in on. It was baseball season with baseball. Then it was basketball. And then it was tennis. And then it was karate. And then it was football. And then when I went to high school, it ended up being football and baseball. But, as far as – and I knew at 9 years old, I made the conscious decision that I was going to play Major League Baseball. And, you know, when you're nine, you would tell some people, and then as you get a little bit older, you start keeping some of those dreams to yourself a little bit, right? You didn't, you know, the other kids would be, oh, yeah, of course you're going to be a Major League Baseball player. Yeah, yeah. And then just kind of laugh and gawk at you. But I kind of figured I'd put the blinders on and go forth. Well, the thing is that, I don't care what age you are. It doesn't matter. This is about literally gathering experiences, because when I think back to my youth, it wasn't the game-winning home run or a certain championship that our team won. It was the relationships that I was able to develop along the way. It was some really, like, overall life lessons that I got through. I remember missing a double play ball and a really awesome Little League coach, but he was also the one coach that everybody was scared of. Nobody wanted to get drafted by him because he was a disciplinarian. And I missed a double play ball. Right. And so after practice, or actually it was after the game, we won, like, let's say it was like 20-1. And the one ball that I had missed was the reason for giving up the one run. And he made us do turn 100 double plays in a row with the shortstop, Nathan Anderson. I'll never forget. And so we could go home. And my mom is sitting out in the station wagon in the outfield and just like, Coach Sutter, are they done yet? Not yet, Judy, not yet. One more. And it was just, it literally was like a scene out of Miracle when Herb Brooks and the guys are on the line. And so it's, but I loved it because it was I think there's this beautiful blend that each coach has to find and figure out. Look, our job as coaches and parents is to put our kids in a position to succeed. But most importantly, really what it is to figure out, look, how are we going to motivate them? How are we going to get the most out of them? When I first started coaching, a good buddy of mine was a travel baseball coach. And he goes, Burns, I've been doing this long enough to know that if I could get every one of the kids to play baseball the next year, we had a successful season. And that's it. And so, sure enough, I went into it. I had that mindset. How do I make this a cool experience where all the kids are going to want to play the next year? And what I figured out through all of it was that, look, there's so many cooks in the kitchen. There's so many people wanting to teach it this way or teach it that way that these kids become overwhelmed. And then eventually, we drive them away from the game. Oh, wow. And our let them play approach is exactly what it sounds like. It is by stepping back, letting the kids play, letting them call the shots, letting them call pitches, letting them decide in certain, you know, situations. Now, we're there for guidance, and we are going to guide them, and we are going to have some very strong suggestions at times. But, for example, we don't have a tape sign. You know, and we have this free and fearless approach where it's 3-0 and you're leading off an inning. You decide. And eventually the kids understand. And the same sort of thing when it comes to pitch calling and everything else. But ultimately we came up with 22 guidelines for players, coaches, and parents to follow. Codes of conduct, so to speak. And then we also broke down the kids in the development of the years. It's 0-6, which are, you know, the early years. Then we have the formidable years, which are like 7-12, which is we could have a real big impact as parents. The early years, we shouldn't, competition doesn't even exist yet, right? And then the 7-12, I'm not shying away from competition. Well, I'm not talking, this isn't the participation trophy era. But, you know, this is where we guide them and we help them understand, learn the game, learn the rules, learn what sportsmanship is. And then after that, it's the guiding years, 13 and beyond. Look, whether or not your kid's going to be a big leaguer, whether or not your kid's going to play in high school, whether or not your kid will ever play a day in college, is not up to you. It's up to the kid. And if that kid wants to be great, the kid's got to be obsessed. But but it's okay if they're not. But even whether they're obsessed or they're not obsessed, it's our job to do everything we can to put them in a position to succeed, gather these experiences, and then ultimately, how is that going to help them down the road? And have them end up being productive members of society.
Eric Burns, former big leaguer. His book is Let Them Play, A Parenting and Coaching Guide for Youth Sports. And I love the fact that you included the parents here. Eric, we've all heard the horror stories, and it's the elephant in the room, and I'm not going to ignore it. We've seen parents act out at sporting events. We've seen, we've seen former players here in Iowa get thrown out of gyms. Parents sometimes, man, they're worse than the kids. I hate to say it. So I want to take the high road here. But I'm glad you incorporated both the kids and the parents. And then the other kind of ancillary question I have, is it a good idea for a parent to coach their kids? So let's kind of backtrack. Let's answer that. Yeah, I mean, I know that's a tough one, but let's start there, and then let's go back to kind of how we have to integrate some boundaries for parents when they're at youth sports. Let's be honest.
Yeah, Marty, let's start with the parent. Should a parent coach their kid? In an ideal world, maybe not, but let's also remember that there are no youth coaches if there's no parents. So unless you're having this big time program that's paying money and paying other people to coach the kids, it's just not going to work. And so it can be difficult. Now, the one thing that I've learned through it, and this is some advice that I would give any coach who's coaching their kid, and trust me, because I know how difficult it is. Your coach, your dad, it's really a difficult place to be. You know, you're typically a lot harder on your own kid than you are the other players. And so I noticed that in the early going, and I made a commitment to myself, and I said, look, I'm going to work really, really hard to treat my kid as if it was somebody else's. And so in that sense, if my kid swings at a strike three slider down in the dirt, you know, and he's walking back to the dugout, instead of looking at him like, is your last name Burns? Are you like, come on, man, what's wrong with you? Like, geez, get it together. That's embarrassment. Yeah. Instead of that, I'll look at him like another kid, like, yo, bro, great swing on that 1-1 pitch. You just missed it. He threw a good pitch, 2-2, no big deal. Get him next time. Slap on the ass. Right? Like that's, how I would treat another kid. And so why wouldn't I treat my own kid that way? And so, again, like I'll get into those emotional situations and I'll kind of have to pinch myself and be like, okay. And then also on the flip side of that, I've also told myself, I want to treat the other kids as if they were my own kid. And so in that sense, I want to be a little more upfront with them. I don't want to lose a teaching moment in a big time spot and just by saying, hey, it's going to be okay, it's going to be okay every single time. And hey, good try. No, hey, look, the Travel Bowl organization that we run, Marty, it's a top national program. And I take a lot of pride in that, not because we're winning games and trophies and all the other crap. Like I don't care about that. What I care about is the fact that we're able to implement this philosophy and still play at a crazy high level. And that's what matters. And so, again, it's the yin and yang of life, and you just got to figure out how do you get the most out of your kids? And that's really all the book was designed to do. And, you know, hopefully I think we've come up with a pretty decent blueprint. I think it's forever changing. I think there's, you know, I can always add or subtract, but at the same time, I think this is something that every youth coach certainly would need to read. If you have a kid that, you know, you're dealing with, you're going through the ringer, it doesn't matter what travel sport. Sort of, I like to compare it to Intergame of Tennis a little bit. That was my favorite book when I was a kid. It wasn't about baseball. It was about tennis. But I read it, and I was able to apply all those same sort of lessons to baseball. So, you know, this book is definitely baseball-focused, but I think that, you know, it crosses all the lines really well.
Eric, you're the best, man. I'm telling you. We'll save it for another time. I want to promote it. Eric Burns, former A's. I know you finished up with the Mariners, D-backs. We love you, man. Let Them Play, a parenting and coaching guide for youth sports. Congratulations. We'll continue to promote it. Take care, Eric.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate you, man.
We come back on Sports Overnight.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
All right, I want to thank Eric Burns for a nice interview and even better book, okay? Watch them play. And, yeah, get those kids out there playing sports, right? So we'll continue to – he got a nice review on Fox, Fox Sports, and a nice review on the book too. And we'll tell you how to get it. Just go to that Fox story at foxsports.com. Click on that story, and it gives you all the details, and I'll pass it along too in the days ahead. So it's good deal there. Yeah, I mean, I've tried coaching at the youth level. It's a lot of fun. I remember way back when in the late 80s. Coached a youth basketball team. Best player, a young girl, a young lady, Kim Wolfram. Kim later went on to play some sports, I believe, at Boston College. She was from Deerfield, Massachusetts. But I'm not afraid to say it. On this youth basketball team, I had two young ladies, and Kim was the best player regardless of gender. She was outstanding, and she was a pleasure to coach. She really was. So I kind of harken back to that, too. And I love the way Eric handled that, too. You know, taking back all those youth memories. And, you know, it's not about whether you play professionally, collegiately, even start at a high school level. When you play youth sports, you should be out there having a good time. Move a muscle, change a thought. Words to live by, right? Move a muscle, change a thought. Get out there. A lot of pressure on young kids today. And the last thing they need is crazy, overbearing parents. You know, they got the stress of school, social media, their academics, their extracurriculars. And then, you know, they use sports for a outlet and a salvation, and they have to deal with a screaming parent. I mean, I won't get into it. We had a high-profile case here in Iowa that was a former professional athlete that was just embarrassing at a high school basketball game. I mean, taken out of the gym by police. My God. All right. Good job on the whole crew. Enjoy the NBA playoffs tonight. For Dominic Jimenez, I am Marty Terrell. We're back at it tomorrow on a Thursday into a Friday on Sports Overnight America across the country on Sports Byline. Adios.